So, didn't catch the show on
Wednesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Hello, podcasters. Good to have you here.
Well, both of them. And Nath, massive round of applause for this strange woman I found standing outside,
crying, saying, "Let me back in the building.
Let me in. I miss you.
I haven't got a job or friends."
Then she, friends.
And then she tried to grab my.
That never happened.
Well, we know that's a normal.
Not lately, because you haven't been here.
But she finds a way, doesn't she?
Oh,
please welcome Grabby Grace back in the studio.
Grabby Grace.
Grabby Grace. Grace.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, Grabby. Don't like that.
Yeah, Grabby Grace. We'd have an audio thing made, but I just came up with it. So
yeah. And we didn't know you'd be here.
Yeah.
So
next time.
Well, you invited me in. I didn't just rock up.
Yeah, but it's
don't
funnier.
Let the truth get in the way.
Grace,
of a good
you know
story.
This. It's funnier if people think that you just rocked up.
Yeah. Or that you were downstairs just crying, going, "Let me in."
Well, I was downstairs crying, but it was via invitation.
Yeah.
It's an invitational cry. I love you, mate. It's
I
so
love
good
you
to have
too.
You in here.
It was nice to
we
give you both
you.
A big hug today.
Mm. Grace came up behind me, actually. That's not even a bit. I was filling up water and I just felt this big woman wrap her arms around me. I go, "What's this?" And she said, "Shh, it's me."
Yes. I miss
this
Grace.
Is what you've been waiting for.
Mm. Stop doing the whole woman voice.
That's just my voice. I don't know what you want me to do.
I do miss you, mate. It's good to have you in here.
Summary.
Summary of what I've been up to.
Yeah.
The days are starting to blend into one another, I'll be honest. But I'm really happy. I'm in a really good place, which is really nice. Did you just turn my mic off?
He didn't.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't turn your mic off.
She just did a brain. She went, he probably would have used to turn my mic off.
Once upon a time, I would have, but you haven't been
it
here in
nice
a while.
It was nice and it was earnest.
Yeah,
I
know.
That's why being... I went, oh, that was rude. It was actually just my headphones.
Yeah, I didn't turn it
don't
off.
Don't worry about it.
Now thinking about it, I was like, geez, Nate, that would have been a good bit. What else?
No, I've been getting Happy? Really into wedding planning at
oh,
the
of
moment.
Of course.
Yours or someone else's?
My wedding.
Oh, still on.
Still on. I keep changing the date of it, though, so I'm not sure what date it's going
to
be.
You're still
anymore.
Going to my wedding?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm still invited.
Yeah, at this stage. You keep up the good work, mate.
Yes, and I've been walking my dog.
What'd you do last night? You walked the dog.
It's not even...
Nobody will understand
it. Doesn't make
that.
Sense.
Doesn't even...
you walked a pigeon.
Can you walk a pigeon?
Ask Grace. You probably could. I've seen someone walking
a snake.
Oh, my God.
No way.
I actually saw someone on TikTok the other day as well walking their crab.
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, crab walk.
They just put a little shoelace around it and then took it outside.
You ever seen a crab walk?
Yeah,
ooh,
sideways.
What did you say?
I said, "You ever seen a crab walk?" She goes, "Yes, sideways."
What have you guys been up to? What have I missed?
Oh, mate, well, same
I told
old.
You. I can't say any on the podcast.
No, can't. Fun, though. Fun stuff.
That's good.
Did you hear? Abby is a person we do a podcast with that you'll hear. Mm. It's on this podcast. Some girls called up who I may or may not have known or FaceTimed Abby. Did you hear all that, Grace?
I actually missed most of it, but I think I put it together from context. Was it you were trying to...
So just like when you were working on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, pretty much. I was talking to someone else and I went, I feel like I should be paying attention here. So you met some girl out and then went, I can FaceTime Abby Chatfield, tried to impress her. This girl that you met out, and that was when Abby was doing a live show and was like, "Why are Jimmy and Nath FaceTiming me?" Is that the context?
You've fused a few stories there together.
Yeah, and it's spot on. Well done, Grace.
I can give you that story. Was no, I was out. A friend of mine was chatting to a girl, two girls. I was wingmanning him. He was explaining what I did. They said they don't listen to radio, but good. They're a huge fan of podcasts.
Isn't that always good when you're like, "Yeah, and they go, I don't care. No. I don't listen."
Yeah. They're like, right. No, and then they like double down. They're like, no one listens to radio anymore.
Nobody does that to dentists.
Nobody gets their teeth checked anymore.
I hate dentists.
But they said they're a huge fan of podcasts. Our friend Jack, you know.
Yep.
He goes, what podcast? And they go, Abby Chatfield, it's a lot. And he goes, Jimmy knows, I was a lot of beers deep.
Yeah.
And I just FaceTimed and Abby answered.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
The other one was we were out. So Nathan and I were in Hobart.
Yep.
Abby was in Perth.
Mm.
Mm.
Difference happening there. Yeah.
So essentially we were in a hotel room and I left my charger in Jimmy's room. So I went to call him. But what I didn't realise is I accidentally FaceTimed both Jimmy and Abby at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And when I realised it, I freaked out and hung up. Then Abby live on stage re-FaceTimed. I ignored it. Jimmy answered, very confused, with his shirt off on stage.
Oh, Jim.
So I was, because Nath called it quickly, but then knocked on my door and he goes, my charger's in here. I gave it to him. So I go back in, I finish brushing my teeth, and then my phone's ringing. It's Abby on FaceTime and Nathan Roy. It's our group chat. And so I answered, forgetting the time difference. She was on stage in Perth and I'm just shirtless in my undies.
Was the phone, like, could the audience see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then it came
it's
up.
It's connected to like a projector.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Jim.
And then it came up.
Hey, that's some good publicity for you.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, it worked.
So many follows. Because Abs also shared me and I went, single.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know.
And she's like, what are you up to? And I went, why'd you call me? She goes, you call me. And then we're arguing on stage. I've had no idea Nate's called everyone. Yeah.
And then I didn't find this out until the next day. And I see like an Instagram of Jimmy on the screen at the Perth thing. And I'm like, how did this happen? And then I was so sheepish. I was like, this is my fault.
Oh,
then,
no, I thought you would have been offended.
No, he was upset because he goes, how come Jimmy got FaceTime and put up on the big screen?
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, mate. And then
you did this.
Yeah, it was like it was you. And Nath goes, if I knew we were going to be on the show, I would have answered. Because it was waiting. Because you know what it does.
And Nath hates to be left out of things.
And I hate being left out of things. And that's exactly what happened.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I was just sitting there reading my David Baldacci book. And I didn't.
You got at the airport on the way to Hobart. Yeah. I know you, mate.
Yeah. Next time.
Nothing changes.
If you feel like you're missing out, FaceTime Grace.
Hey, I'm always up for a FaceTime.
Don't make me do it.
Remember that time Grace called you?
Oh, yeah.
No? What happened?
Yeah, remember you were asking for.
Oh, I did not call you.
Yeah, you did,
and
mate.
None of that happened. The messages were deleted, as far as I'm concerned, didn't happen.
Grace called me on the gas.
Yeah.
And she said, can I please?
Remember that time you called me drunk asking to get backstage at Vanessa Amorossi?
I don't think that's the first time I've called you drunk
either.
No,
it's not.
Yeah. It's always work related.
It's always
work. Because you haven't been listening to the show.
No.
Just a catch up of when you've been mentioned. We told the ham story with Abby.
The ham gate?
Yeah, ham gate. We told ham gate.
Abby was talking about ham randomly. Okay. And I went, we have a great story involving Nathan, producer Grace.
I don't think we've ever told that story on the show before.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it was saved for Abs. And then she loved it. Loved it.
Good.
And we did a whole thing, ham stories. It was a whole thing.
1060 ham stories. Yeah.
Literally, we did 1060 ham stories.
Without me?
Well, you were mentioned. And I just like you to know, Nath really played down how angry you were.
I was so, like, fun angry. I was like,
no,
actually
angry. She was proper cranky at me.
If you don't know, if you listen to this podcast, the ham story is we were gifted some ham at work.
Yep.
Christmas. It wasn't just random.
It was Christmas ham. It wasn't like, you know, September
big,
ham.
Big leg of ham. Nath, me and him lived together. We had two cars. We were going away for the weekend.
Yep.
Some more context. It was my birthday weekend.
That's
I invited
the big one.
You
that's the big
to
one.
My birthday.
Yep.
And you decided to go to somebody else's birthday.
She was already
annoyed. I was already pissed
Technically,
about
we were going to golf, and coincidentally, someone else's birthday was on at the same time.
What had happened was I left this ham in the back of my car.
So I was already pissed off at you.
Yeah.
So we took my car. I put my ham inside.
Yeah.
So this is in Hobart. We drove to Launceston.
Yeah. And then I get to Lonnie and go, oh, shit, Jim. After like a three-hour drive. It's about a three-hour drive. Hot at that time of year.
This is the summer. 20th of December.
Is that your birthday?
Yep.
Yeah, so Grace's birthday. Anyway, we get into our mate's house. We get into Sean's house, and I go, oh, shit, I've left the ham in the car. And I was like, I've got to call Grace to get it out.
Jimmy's gone, do not
Jimmy
call
goes,
Grace.
Do not, but I've already dialed.
No. So I went, no, you're not calling Grace. And you're going, why? And I go, it's her birthday. She's already pissed
already
off
mad at us.
That we've ditched her, right? Just leave it, mate.
Yep.
You can have my ham in my fridge. And you go, yeah. Anyway, so now I think I had a beer with Sean, his dad. And then I think I left my toiletry bag or something in the car. So I walk out. Nate's in the middle of the street.
And
he goes, no. So if you go out the back and climb up over the railing.
He's asking me to break into the house to find his keys to then break into the car to get your ham out on my birthday when you've already ditched me.
But the only thing was that so to get into the house, Grace would have had to scale the balcony on the off chance that I left the balcony door open. So if she were to do this, she might get to the top of the balcony and realize the door's locked.
I think I actually said, I went, Nathan, there's no way I'm doing that for you.
But then you also had the only key and the car was locked.
Yeah.
So you were like, you'll have to try and jimmy open.
Yeah, I was like, because I got the dodgy door. Dodgy door. Anyway, so that happens. Grace is annoyed. And then what happens is I get back to work. And
it's so many layers.
And we're telling this on air and Abby is just like,
What?
So you do have a great hair.
So I get back to work with the off
ham. We've gone 4 days.
Yeah, four days.
In the middle of summer.
With the off ham, and I see in the work fridge that there's an unclaimed ham. And I go, this clearly doesn't belong to anybody. So I swap the hams around. And then did we get an angry email from the owner?
It was an all staffer because you stole it from the one person that would have been really upset to have his ham stolen.
There was no name on the ham.
And he was so upset. He was like, guys, someone's stolen my ham.
Yeah, and then remember he was like, I won't be mad, but just please return the ham.
Yeah.
And so I had to sneak in the middle of the night and swap the hams.
Did you ever tell him? I don't think he did.
No, never did. Never did.
I don't think anyone in the business knew because it wasn't all staff email.
No, yeah. And then
it was in home. I mean, you listen
no
to this.
No questions asked, just give back the ham.
Yeah, and so I gave back the ham and that was it.
So, great ham story.
It was one of the great ham stories. Hammed it up.
You want to laugh at his joke?
No.
Yeah, actually, to be fair, you don't need to laugh at that because...
To be fair, she never laughed when she was here and we were paying her.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just
kidding. But also that story was at Grace's expense.
It was.
Was it? I think it was at Miles' expense.
Well, now we've said it. Miles, I stole your ham.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim Abbs, an author and psychologist, has come out and said...
Jim Abbs, an author.
A psychologist.
I didn't realise there were so many people in the studio tonight.
Oh, my God, it's just a big family, isn't it?
Everybody Jim Abbs, an author and artist, walk into a bar.
Sounds like the start of a joke. Jim Abbs, author, psychologist. They've come out and said that apparently we should be lying more because apparently it makes us feel better.
100%.
Lying makes us feel better.
So I lie all the time.
You guys are already practicing it, which is good. Aren't we all? You know, sometimes I put a bit of mayo in any story because it makes me feel better. You know, it makes the story sound better.
Yeah, what's an example recently, Nate?
Oh, just every story.
Every story.
I may have.
No, the best one is for a long time when Nathan and I first met, he told me my parents are born on the same day. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And he's like, yeah.
Same age, same day.
And I was like, wow. And then I was like at their house and we're hanging out and I was like, oh, you know, you guys are born there. Like, we're not born on the same day. Yeah.
They're one day apart.
But Nate's like,
it just sounds better.
Yeah. Were they within the same 24 hours? Was it like a night birth and the morning birth?
Yeah, it's like 14 hour difference.
Okay, so they okay.
Pretty much the same day. You'd give it.
Yeah, I'll give it. Yeah. Same day.
Well, and Abs, to your example, I feel like you were about to lead into the story that I also put a bit of mayo on. Mm. You just missed your mouth with water, mate. Now you've got wet titties. What are you doing, mate?
Sorry, I don't know without even thinking.
You've had a big day of press, mate.
Sorry, I'm really sorry, Nathan. We're not doing this anymore. I'm really sorry.
She's just throwing water. We're doing a wet t-shirt company. Oh, yeah. I may have said the other day that my nan, or I may have implied that my nan made fudge and that my partner Meg threw it out.
You text, there's a group chat, the three of us, you text that your partner Meg threw out your grandmother's fudge.
Yeah, she said, grandma gave me fudge and Meg threw it out and I was looking forward to it all day and I thought, wow, irreplaceable, grandma's fudge.
Yeah.
It's not something you can go to the shops and buy.
No.
She may have bought it from Coles.
Yeah. So you were so upset you texted us saying, engagement's off. I'm done. Guys, I can't handle it. It was grandma. And I thought, because my grandma's passed away, I thought, God, you know, it really means a lot when your grandma makes you some food. Like, I feel really bad. Yep, cancel Meg.
I need a whole story. Guys, we're cancelling Meg.
It was on the Daily Mail. Yeah,
poor Meg. Meg comes in and she goes, no, it was store-bought. Exposed.
Like $7.50 from Coles.
And then Meg bought you even like when got Hague's, this really expensive.
Way more,
to
way better.
It.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. And you know what? Telling that lie made me feel good.
Yeah, true.
Which is closing the loop, guys. Lying makes us feel good. Apparently, lying can make us feel better about ourselves, fit into situations, get opportunities, and make friends that we should all be doing a lot more of. So lying apparently helps us out, guys.
Yep.
Which is why I wanted to create a little game for us. It's a little game based on lying, and it's called... Well, it's called this.
No, no, no lie. Go on, call up and lie to us. No, no, no lie. Or maybe I'm lying about calling us and this is actually all a ruse and this open is really pointless and we're actually just going to, ha, 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 this whole prank's a lie. No, it's the truth. We actually do need you to call.
Audio Bones on fire, guys. Audio Bones.
I love when he does a bit of gear in the open.
It's good.
I love it.
Audio Bones gear. Guys, the game is called No, 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 No Lie. How this works, 131060 Australia. I need you to jump on the phones right now and either tell us the truth about something or lie to us about something. It's essentially two truths and a lie. So we're going to get three callers on the line. They can tell us three different stories, right? So each person will have a story. Two of those stories will be the truth. One will be a lie. It is up to the Jimmy, Nathan, Abby team to figure out what is the lie and what are the truths. That's how this is going to work. How do we go at telling when people are lying, guys? Abby?
Really badly. I trust everyone, unfortunately.
Yeah, really gullible and very trusting.
Really gullible. Yeah, silly girl, silly girl.
I'm the same, Jim. I feel like you're going to be carrying the team here.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good at lying, so I know when others are lying. Good. The key is no emotion. You can't change your face. You can't just got to say what you say.
Well, I'm letting us. We can ask.
So when people lie, they usually put more emotion into the story and they overtell it and they give you too many facts because they're lying.
Yeah, but you're saying you are like stone face, like a straight face going.
So if you tell a fact, like, yeah, I filled up my water bottle today and you're not going to believe it, I had a car crash. This guy just ran into me. It was crazy.
Oh my God, I believed you. Are you okay?
Nah, but I wouldn't tell. If I did that, you go, something's off. Something's broken in my brain. If I had a car crash and it was crazy.
No, I mean, that was a bad example.
No, but Abby, I was in the car with him today and I believed that.
Yeah, so. You know what? Yeah, you wouldn't really care.
No.
You wouldn't care.
Okay, so there's a few.
But I'm working on that. I you know, I'm dead inside.
Don't work on it yet because we need you for the game.
Okay. So. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Just pause. What is
pause your therapy.
One of our bosses said today, she's like, I like you more when you're more depressed.
What? 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 What?
More fun.
You're more fun.
Yeah. He's trying harder to compensate for the sadness in his brain. Yeah.
All right, Australia, jump on the phones right now. 131060. It's called No, No, No Lie. Jump on the phones and either lie to us or tell us the truth.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
No, 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 lie.
Go on, call up and lie to us.
No, 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 lie.
Or maybe I'm lying about calling us and this is actually all a ruse and this open is really pointless and we're actually just going to, ha, this whole prank's a lie. No, it's the truth. We actually do need you to call.
There's a new study, guys, that has said that apparently the more we lie, the better we feel. Lying is good for us, guys, so keep doing it.
Is there a reason that they state? Is it that, like, you're funnier or, like...
So the main reasons are it makes us feel better about ourselves when we embellish things about ourselves. Sounds sad.
Yeah, it sounds very sad.
Helps us fit into situations. So, you know, if like a conversation's happening and you want to be a part of it and you've got nothing that relates to it, you just make something up.
Do people do that?
I do it all the time, mate.
No, you don't. You don't just make things up. You exaggerate things.
I mean, exaggerate things, but I don't straight make things up.
I make things up just for fun.
Like yeah,
see
that's
if anyone
true.
Catches me and, out,
and
you know that.
And do you feel good about it afterwards?
I do. Like I had this running gag with Nathan, our old producer Grace, where I had a mate who had no belly button. And it's like, clearly he had a belly button.
Oh,
but
I believed you. Yeah, see? Yeah. So I went, wow.
And they did it, and I just kept hammering it. Like, it'd be like, we'd talk about something random. I was like, oh, it reminds me of my mate Jones, Nick, who had no belly button. I also said his first name was Jones and his last name was Nick.
Yeah.
And it's just, Nathan knows this. I've been doing this with our friends.
It's like, a great story.
I do bits for people that are just complete lies.
Completely made up.
And then I'll move on to see if they get me and Nathan will be around. No, mate.
It did not happen.
Oh, my God. And the best I'm fearful.
Yeah, no,
but
you
then
should
when
be.
I do have a great story, you're confused whether it's real or not.
And that's it. But you've done this to yourself.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's why you never believe any of the stories on here because you would make those lies up.
He's the bloody boy who lied wolf. That's what you are, mate. You just make up stories and we don't believe you. All right, how this game works, we've got three people on the line. Two of them are going to tell us the truth about something. The other person's going to lie. As a team, we need to work together and figure out who's telling the truth and who the one liar is in the group.
All right, so three people?
Three people, each with one story.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was one person, three stories.
No, sorry, mate.
I wasn't paying.
I don't know who told you that. That was a lie. Three.
I think you did.
Probably. I was lying. Yeah. Three people on the phone, each with one story. One person is going to be lying. The other two are telling the truth. Catherine from Townsville. Hello, Kath.
Good. How are you?
Well, yeah, I didn't ask, but they're good to know.
Lie!
All right, Catherine, go ahead. Tell us your story.
So today is my older brother's birthday and my younger sister's birthday.
Today is your older brother's birthday and your younger sister's birthday, meaning...
I think it would be... We can't ask them questions.
No.
Okay.
So we're just going to go purely on fire.
I'll give you a bit more information.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Kath.
freely.
My sister is 5 years younger than me and my brother's a year older than me.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a bit of math in this.
Both bought 5 apples and took away 2. How many apples does the older sister?
Steam train was heading west. Which way is the smoke going? Okay, so the rule is, Jim, so the rule is we can't ask any follow-up
questions.
Okay, Catherine, stay there.
Catherine and brother, sister, same day.
Okay, Lisa from the Sunny Coast. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. Lisa, what's your story?
I was in the US a few years ago visiting family, and my uncle works in the industry. His best friend offered me to be in a TV show which has appeared on Showtime.
So, okay, we can't.
Look, can we
I put the rules, mate.
Oh my God, you're being in charge all the time. Let us have fun.
Someone has to be, right? If I let you two just run amok.
I want to ask a question. Wait, so Lisa, you were offered a role.
I don't even have rules.
Don't tell them what to do.
You love it.
Shush. Okay, so you were offered a role in a show.
Yes, I was.
And you starred in that show.
No, so I had to fly back to Australia before it started
filming. Nathan!
Sorry. Okay, I'll get... Why did she ask one? I'm going to ask one. Okay, all right, no more questions. All right. So we've heard that. So recap, Catherine and the brother's sister birthday, Lisa and the TV show.
Offered a role. Was she in it? We don't know. Because we're not allowed to ask questions.
Scrap it from the record, Your Honour.
We can do whatever we want, mate.
Mate, the big stick's on. We can do whatever we
want.
I'm just trying to, without rules, games are just lawless.
No, you're so right.
You'd be so annoying to play Monopoly with. You would go crazy.
I hate Monopoly.
What do you play?
I don't play games. I don't play games. I'm just open and honest.
Emma from Victoria. Hi, Em.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What's your story?
Okay, this is going to be short and sweet, but I like to drink vinegar.
All right, Emma. It's not well.
Yeah. Okay. I kid you not.
That was not a question for Emma. It was a statement.
Oh, so we can ask statements. Yeah.
No, you can't ask a statement. That's a question.
Maybe I misheard.
Okay, so just statements only.
Ask me what you would like to say.
Okay, pardon? Emma, don't
no, not you, Emma, not you, you stay there.
Emma, stay out of it, Emma.
Stay out of it.
Abby,
he's yelling at us again.
Stop looking at Abby.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Sidebar.
Okay, so sidebar. The question I want to ask
is. Sidebar voice.
Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sidebar.
Okay. Emma, this is a sidebar. It's man talk, sorry. Women aren't allowed to speak. It's like 1910.
You're back to churning the bus.
You don't need to ask questions.
Sorry.
Emma, you can't hear this. Sidebar.
Emma! Genuinely, they're gonna get really mad at me for letting two women talk on radio at the same time.
Sorry. Anyway, the sidebar question was, has she been doing this for a long time or is it a recent thing?
All right, I'll leave you guys.
Me? Oh, no. Sorry.
No, Emma, answer the question. It's fine.
No, it's been a long time.
Long time. Okay, that's it. All right, they're all back on hold. So let's run through this again, Jim. Catherine told us about the story, brother and sister, same day birthday. Lisa, something about a TV show. She was offered a role.
Sorry, the one you know the least about is the one you both ask questions on.
No, because you interrupted her answers.
I said there was a no question rule, and you both went, okay.
But why? I didn't say okay. Anyway.
And Emma,
Abby right now.
And Emma drinks vinegar. As a team.
Okay.
What are we
thinking?
I think
I think that Lisa's story has almost no details, which means that maybe she's made it up while she's been waiting on hold.
Right. So you reckon Lisa's made up the story about being on the TV show?
Well, she wasn't on it, was she?
Yeah, being offered. It's a bit of a non-story.
And if it's true, Lisa, I'm sorry, but she can't hear me now. But okay. It's a bit of a non-story.
I think process of elimination. I can believe that, you know, a younger sister and a brother both born on the same day. I can believe that.
All right, how about we do this? Why don't we go, who are we most confident about is telling the truth?
No, I reckon we just go to Lisa and say you're wrong. You made it up.
You want to go through that?
Yep. Okay, sure. Whatever you say, sir.
I don't understand. I thought this was it's the thing where someone leads and everyone follows. Dictatorship.
That's dictatorship. Yeah, okay. Lisa from the Sunny Coast. Hello, Lisa.
Hey.
Well, apparently we're just going to come straight to you. You're a liar.
Look, I wish I could be, but
I am lying.
Yeah, she's lying. What? Yeah.
You wish you could be.
You wish she could be offered herself a role.
Can I ask a follow-up question now?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
I've got yet another awful rental crisis story. Yeah. So as we all know, there's a housing crisis in this country and it's not being helped whatsoever by the governments in any state or federally. And there's been a lot of TikTok accounts now that kind of expose really cooked rentals.
Yeah.
You know, places that have black mold everywhere that are $1,500 a week in Sydney and they're unlivable, places that have leaking roofs and, you know, they're increasing their rent, not fixing things. And I think it's become a really, really common thing now, unfortunately. And on the show earlier this year, we had someone call up and say, in the Hunter Valley, they had like a 60% rental increase or something.
That's so unbelievable. It should be illegal. It's unbelievable.
It should be completely illegal. There should be a rental freeze. There should be some sort of regulation on how much of a margin you can increase rent by. Because at the end of the day, my theory is that if you buy a property, it's an investment property, people can say that interest rates are increasing their expenditure because of their mortgages. But if you can't pay back your mortgage and you're a landlord, then you can't afford to have an investment property. It's a luxury. You shouldn't then pass on your costs onto your tenants. When you start a business or when you start something that's going to be creating revenue, you go in there with risk.
Is that your alarm at the exact same spot? 2 days in a row.
I haven't turned it off. I just pressed stop. Sorry, everyone. I was having a very serious conversation just then.
I love it when alarm goes off during a serious chat.
Sorry.
I looked at Nate again. I was like, why'd you play that?
No, because I said to Abby, you could do a serious chat, but put a timer on. Yeah.
You're allowed to talk by yourself for 12 minutes.
The two straight white men won't say anything.
And then we will interject and we'll do a little wacky opener. Sing, rental crisis stories.
It's time for another rental crisis.
You know? Anyway, back to rental crisis. But so, I think that if you have an investment property and you are increasing your rent by such an exorbitant amount, maybe you can't afford to have rent property. Or if you can't afford to fix things in that place, it should go back onto the market, because the other issue, obviously, as well, is the cost of housing. I mean, you're trying to buy a place right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think we're up to like our 12th house that we've been knocked back from because places are being advertised for a certain price to bring. And this is another issue that I have. I won't get into it. But people are being houses are being advertised for a certain price and they're going for hundreds of thousands well above that.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there being disappointed going, okay, I'm not in a position where I can be a homeowner because these exorbitant prices are just going absolutely through the roof. And people are able to pay these.
Like, and then you're stuck in the rental market. Exactly. Forever. You're in a cycle where you can't get out of the rental market paying someone else's mortgage that they actually can't afford themselves.
Correct.
So there was this one particular message, this email. A tenant had emailed their real estate agent and they'd asked to renew their lease. I believe at the same price. They'd inquired about how much the increase would be because everyone right now is getting increases. When I was renting a few years ago, I never had an increase ever. Increases weren't normal. Like, no. I don't think.
No, no. Like, the maybe, place maybe I'm 10 in, the, bucks a week. The owner came over, like, at least we know the owner, and they were like, yeah, it's going to be blah. It's got like $300 a week.
More?
Yeah, increase, yeah. Ridiculous.
And it was like, look, if you guys don't want to pay
50
we'll easily find someone. And I was just like, that's so much money.
Oh, my God.
And they were ready to roll you out of that place within weeks.
Yeah, we can get someone. I was like,
yeah.
That's more than like food in a week.
Yeah. $300 a week.
That's like all your other expenses. That's like all your other bills now.
I do believe there are some states trying to change the law about how much you can increase it over a 12 to 6 month period. But the other issue is there is no consistency in the states. So there's like some states it's legal to bid on rentals. So you can actually go, oh, I'll pay $600, I'll pay $660. Yep. Whereas some states, and again, the ones where it is illegal, they still get around it by like you'll be looking at the rental, right? And then the real estate agent will be like, oh, so what would your max be? What do you want
to? I think what the rule is that you aren't allowed to encourage bidding, but you are allowed to accept bidding.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is just the same thing. What are you going to do? Record your interaction with every real estate agent ever.
Exactly.
And get them to do what? Doesn't change the fact that the apartment is going to still go for, $660 instead of $580 or whatever. So there was a tenant asked about their rental increase or if they're going to have a renewed lease. And the real estate agent, instead of forwarding the email to the landlord, actually replied back to the tenant, which is not great. So long story short, essentially they were just roasting this tenant and they were saying, you know, this is a high maintenance tenant and out of all the properties that I have, they have the most maintenance requests. And it's like maybe their house is falling apart and they're paying a lot of money and they deserve to live in a livable conditions. They also said that apparently on one occasion they called every day for 2 weeks so their aircon wasn't working.
Fix the aircon, mate.
Send someone out. Yeah.
They called every day for 24 hours because they couldn't get into their house.
Yeah, because they needed a key or something.
It was so weird. There was like a fire in there. Yeah, there was no electricity.
We said like, there's a window. Like, just get in there, climb up,
grow up. And then they said that in order, they said they think the landlord should offer to renew the lease, but, and they said this verbatim, but with an exorbitant increase. I think going from 500 to 950, and we should just attribute it to the current rental market.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we'd get this much if we relisted, but we'd certainly get a bit of a boost, and not to mention the peace of mind of having a better tenant, a.k.a. someone doesn't complain. Current properties are being let within 2 weeks or so you won't have much to worry about. If he agrees to the increase, it's a surprise win. And it's so – I mean, I think there's also suspicions when it comes to people who are renting about this happening, but – to have it and they get gaslit a little bit by landlords going, it's because we can't afford it. But they're literally using the current rental market to drain out more money.
That's the scary thing here. It literally says, oh, we'll just blame the rental market. We got an excuse. Do what you want.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's awful. But honestly though, kind of a slay from that tenant getting that back because you can – sure, there's something you can do. Tribunal of some. There's an ombudsman somewhere. I don't care about that.
Some sort of ombudsman.
There's
going.
Some ombudsman,
oh,
right?
He's now got three aircons going at the moment.
So even though this would be enrage you to see, it also would be so validating that you're like, I knew you were up to something, you little weasels,
you bastards. All right,
got it. And they're like, this is gonna make a great TikTok.
Yeah. Oh my god. I think content. All a good bit.
Yeah. That's what us are gonna be thinking. Yeah.
Like, how can we make first? This?
This would be great for the show.
Hopefully they're talking about it on the radio.
What?
131060. Let's do this. Jump on the phones right now. Who did you send the wrong message to? We know this happens all the time. It doesn't have to be rental or tenant or real estate agent related. It could be a simple text message or a photo message or an Instagram message, whatever it is. 131060. Jump on the phones right now. Who did you send the wrong message to?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, tenant has exposed a real estate agent after they received a brutal email that was meant for the landlord. So they asked for a rental renewal and the email back was meant to be forwarded to the landlord, but was basically bitching out the tenant and also said that they should increase the rent to an exorbitant amount from $500 to $950 just because they can and then we'll get rid of the tenant. So
I mean, I hate that they sent that, but I also love it that the tenant saw it.
I love it. It's so validating. Like, it's so good.
And there's nothing funny about the rental crisis. That's why we're doing who'd you send the wrong message to?
Yes.
It's not funny, but it's good that they got it. Yeah. It's a bit of validation.
Yeah,
imagine if you got something going, was it 950? Like, imagine if you got the email being, it's like 950, you'd be like, surely this is... Like, they have this proof now. They have to be able to go.
Yes, you think surely they're doing this on purpose because I've complained about the aircon as they have in this email.
Yeah.
And then, but they go, no, it's the rental crisis. And they actually say, we are going to attribute it to the current rental market.
Using it as a scapegoat, a national crisis as a scapegoat. We'll get away with it because of this. Michelle from Sydney. Hi, Mish.
How you going?
We're good. Who'd you send the wrong message to?
Well, I was dating this girl at the time and we were on holidays with her family and we'd had a disagreement. And so I went out for a walk just to cool down. And when I was out, I texted my friend and absolutely ripped into my then girlfriend, said all these horrible things, but I accidentally had sent it to my girlfriend. And I didn't realize. And so I finished my walk and headed home and I was like, oh, hey, I'm fine now. I feel better. I've let off steam. And she's looking at me with daggers and I'm like, what's wrong?
How bad was the message, Mish?
Oh, I mean, it wasn't the kindest things I could have said.
Was it bitching about the situation or was it like, she's an ugly troll? Calling or was it?
Because, I mean, she was English and her parents had come over from England and we were on holidays and we're showing all these things. But I was, like, basically just visited every pub on the Central Coast and I was, like, ripping into them going, I'm an alcoholics tour and, and I was, like, because I don't drink and... they'd all gone and food for like everything, and my girlfriend then didn't and forgot that I don't actually eat seafood. And then last minute she goes, I'll go get you some sausages. I was like, yeah, that'd be lovely while you all eat seafood. I'll have some sausages. So I like had kind of messaged about like, you know, all of that and how like I was on an alcoholic tour and I'm getting a sausage sizzle for dinner.
Can't imagine it didn't go, it didn't go down.
Michelle, you're not still with that lady, are you?
No, it didn't.
Well, wonder
fair
why.
Enough, fair enough.
File it under surprise.
Yeah. Steph from Canberra. Steph, who did you send the wrong message to?
So, you know how you normally, or not normally, but some people screenshot conversations and then send it to their best friend or partner or something like that?
Yes.
Daily.
I accidentally sent it to the person that I screenshot the message from.
Yeah, done that.
Okay.
Sent it straight to them. And, luckily realised straight away, don't know how I figured out to say this because I'm not a good liar at all, but I instantly just go, like I panicked. And then I said, look how crazy you look in this message.
I've done exactly that. I've done exactly that during a breakup, sending it to my group chat and I go, look how ridiculous you sound. Steph, same brain.
Nicole from Melbourne. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Who'd you send the wrong message to?
Was it me? It was the guy I was seeing.
Sure.
He sent me a message. He'd been out with the boys all night and he was like, can't wait to see you. Be there soon. I'm just at this place, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that text is totally not for me. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just wrote, wrong number, buddy. Guess we're over.
Oh.
And he was like, oh my God. I'm like, nah.
So he was sending that to a booty call. That wasn't you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the follow-up message to your message?
It was just radio silence, nothing.
You never saw him again?
Nah, but I did hear it did go around the footy club what he'd done.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, when it goes around the footy club, mate.
Yeah, as we know, it's bad, mate.
Not good. No,
no, I mean, well, I could be, yeah.
Careful, Sam.
Could be. Ooh, it's mysterious.
Very weirdly cryptic.
No.
Welcome to the game. Are you in the bathroom? Having a look at news. Sam, who'd you send the wrong message to?
I was managing a store, and so I had the area manager come down for a surprise visit, and I thought I would, you know, let my team know about it, and I sent the message going, the witch is here. Yeah, and I didn't realise to take it out of her message first before I sent it, and it went straight to her.
And what was the reply, Sam?
It was, see you later, Sam, you're not working for us anymore.
So you got fired?
I got fired.
No good.
Yeah.
I bet they went straight around the footy club. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath Abs, a new mum, has been left with a very dramatic birth story after welcoming a baby in a car by the side of the road. Nath, massive round of applause.
Oh, one of the good ones.
For the new mum. She miraculously only pushed four times.
Oh, just a four-time push?
Impressive.
Apparently, the average is 3 hours of needing to continually push.
Four pushes
is great.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I was going to ask you guys something that you don't have the answer to, so don't worry.
You never know, mate.
No, we said earlier, lying is really good for you, so Nathan, lie.
Let me tell you, you're going to get an answer.
Have you guys ever, this could be really revolting, maybe content warning, I don't know what for, but there's something going on here. I just wonder if you guys have ever like had a full tampon and you've like tried to push it out like you're giving birth.
No, cool.
Yeah, I didn't think you would. That's why
I couldn't even lie about that one.
I mean, I've had it up my nose.
And did you try and push it out?
Yeah.
Good for nosebleeds.
It's quite satisfying. Yeah. Yeah.
It's quite fun, actually.
Yeah,
see,
sorry. I did catch myself with the with the bizarre insertion, but then...
I tell you, speaking of tampons, if we can just be here for a minute.
Yeah, it's got to be tampon town.
Welcome to tampon town. Mayor Nath here.
Mayor.
Yeah, I don't know.
John.
I freaked out. Premier Nath of Tampon Town. God, they expand, don't they?
They do expand.
When you put them in a cup of water.
And when you've got a full one, you can like push it out. It's like quite satisfying. Yeah.
But like sometimes, like I remember, I think at school we did it once where you put it in like a glass of water just to see how much it expands and absorbs. Like a, very impressive.
It was like a class thing, lunchtime thing.
It was just a fun thing.
It's fun, yeah, yeah.
So recess, you want to go put some tampons in glass? Yeah, boys,
so
let's
we're
do
doing
it.
Tampon Town, baby. We just Tampon Town said hi. They just sorry.
Welcome to Tampon Town, babe. No strings attached, or are they? Thanks, mate. Thank you, guys. We've got a standing ovation outside.
Sorry.
Thank you, guys.
No one's
all
standing
the producers
up.
No one's
you,
standing
just
up.
Let me lie.
Let me lie.
Look, I do want to ask on 301060, have you pushed a tampon out and was it fun? No, we're asking 301060, where did you give birth? That wasn't the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, apparently this, I don't have any stats for you from Australia, but in the US, 8 out of 100,000 births happen roadside.
Wow.
I feel like that's quite high.
On the way to the hospital, I'm assuming as well, yeah.
So, I mean, look, if you have a roadside story, I mean, that's not a hospital, so that fits the criteria. Sure. Do you guys know of anyone, Nathan, ever given birth?
Let me just go through. Well, I know ones that weren't in a hospital, but they were planned to be, like, in a bath and, like, water births and all that kind of stuff.
More looking for, like, surprise.
Yeah, no, I don't have one. Oh, you read stories about ones, like, where...
Oh, like, a plane's in the air, they have a baby. What nationality is the child?
Oh, I wasn't going to say, but that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. But I was thinking, I think, what you're thinking.
On the toilet, and they didn't know that they were pregnant. And the baby comes out.
And I'm fearful for that because my uterus...
Here we go.
My uterus.
I'm scared of heights. Maybe scared. Baby dropping
my uterus is inverted. So when I get pregnant, according to my GP, I will not show as much. So I might, who knows? It could be 9 months right now.
Well, I'll be honest. We had our show meeting before and you went to the bathroom for a very long time. So I thought you were going to come back with bloody baby.
Just for the bit. Just for the bit. For the content.
Show baby!
Oh my god!
131060, guys. Enough of this silly business. The Jimmy and
Nate Show podcast. Just ask 131060, Nate, where did you give birth? That wasn't a hospital. This is after a new mum had a little baby on the side of the road. Apparently, pretty common in the US. 8 out of 100.
That was a car honk, Abby, because he said on the road.
Nah, I got it.
Yeah. You didn't have a baby for me?
No, I did. Honestly, I didn't. Don't need one.
That's you.
That's the best. Abby Chatfield.
Baby or something. What can we do? Baby or Abby?
Baby or Babby?
Baby or Abby? Something in that.
Baby
anyway,
can you do that again? I'll shut my eyes.
Oh dear, someone was naughty. But don't worry, Jimmy and Nath are back in a matter of seconds. Let's hope everyone's a bit more behaved.
Welcome back to regular programming, guys. We now have had three people who have dropped the F-bomb on the show in the space of 1 week.
Tell me how, like, Abby's was like the... Most. Mm. So if, I mean,
I almost didn't do it, but I was like, for the fun of it, let me hit the button.
Yeah, no, but I think it's a fudge.
Yeah.
But you kind of did. You just moved your mouth away from the microphone. Yeah. But it was weird because all I asked you, for you missed it, Abby does a great baby sound effect.
Yep.
I thought it was Nath.
Yeah. It sounds like a sound effect. Give us the baby sound effect, Abby. Without swearing. Babies don't swear.
And then what happened was, I did that, Nath. I went, Abs, can I hear it again? And she goes,
Yeah, and she went again.
Sorry. Jimmy asked the question. It's like...
No, because I was nervous. I wanted to impress you
Bruiser,
guys.
Producer Bruiser, where are we on the swear jar? Because now that is three members of the Jimmy, Nathan, Abby team. Where are we for that?
We're going to have one in studio tomorrow.
Okay, I think we should.
Yeah, I was actually going to message Digital Kira's. I thought, she's out there. She's not really enjoying tonight. And then she had the biggest smile on her face when Abby did that swear.
Oh, I'm glad I can make her happy. Yeah. It was because I'm not good at any other sounds and I got so excited that you guys thought that I was good at the sound.
She got so excited. So the best bit about it was I dumped it so no one heard it. Lucas from Victoria. Hello, Lucas. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Sorry about potty mouth Chatfield. Where did you give birth? That wasn't the car. That wasn't a hospital. What happened, mate?
We haven't just yet. We're actually not quite in hospital.
Oh, my God. Okay, hang on. Lucas, very quickly, turn the radio off for me. Turn the radio off because I want to hear this.
Can do. Right, not at all.
Yeah, turn those idiots off.
Okay, we don't need to hear them. They suck. Hello, Lucas. We got you there.
Yeah, you got me.
You are on the way to the hospital right now.
We are, yes.
Wow.
And are you having the baby as we speak?
Not yet, but she's contracting. We're about, 7 minutes apart.
How is she? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's doing well. She's currently just laying there, relaxing.
How far away is
relaxing.
The hospital?
Oh, yeah.
Smoking like a bloke.
Just relaxing. Contractions.
Having a good old
time. Apart. Yeah.
What's her name, Lucas?
Her name's Ree.
We love Ree. Shout out to Ree.
Good luck, Ree. Have fun.
I didn't get an answer to the how far the hospital is away. I hope it's close.
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Well, it's 40 good minutes that, away. Good
we're from 2 hours away, though.
Yeah. Hey, Lucas, call back and let us know when you get there and how it's all going, all right?
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, good on
you,
mate. Yeah,
chookers. Yeah. Chookers for the birth.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Live birth. That's wild.
Well, no, I mean, it wasn't.
Well, I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
No. It's happening.
I'll give it to you.
Sam from Cranbourne. Sam, talk us the story. What? Where'd you give birth that wasn't a hospital?
Okay, so my parents actually lived in Ballarat, and I was told with my second one that I would probably be late, like I was with my first one. So in the morning on his actual due day, he decided he wanted to come, and we bolted down, and I actually didn't make it. I made it to the BP and pulled over, and my mum met us there and called an ambulance, and we ended up just giving birth there.
Oh, a BP baby.
A
BPB. I love that.
Baby pregnancy.
Yeah, what did you call it? Unleaded?
No, I was. Yeah, no, his name's Ryan. So this was 18 years ago now.
Mm. And they didn't have unleaded?
Yeah. I just realised a better name is Diesel is a legitimate name.
Yeah, that would have been good, actually.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
That would have been funnier, mate. Good one.
Feedback for Nate.
Sorry, Sam. Yeah, can't win them all. Hello, Bree.
Hello.
Where did you give birth that wasn't hospital?
At home on the toilet.
Oh, this
You've
is the
done
thing.
It. Okay. Did you know you were pregnant?
Yes.
Okay. So my fear isn't aggravated.
So, I mean, Bree, talk us through this. Did you know you were, you know, in the process of giving birth? Or?
Yeah, so it was my second and my first took 12 hours. And this one, I woke my partner up in the morning and I was like, I'm having the baby today. And we rang the midwives and they're like, oh, come in with your contractions are 5 minutes apart and lasting a minute.
Yeah.
Well, they never got to 5 minutes apart. They were like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They just were sporadic. And then I went and had a bath. And then when I got out of the bath, my friend had turned up and I was like, I need to sit down and she's coming.
Wow.
So you chose the toilet for the vessel to receive the child.
Yep.
Right. Why couldn't you do it on the floor?
Because the toilet was just there and I just needed to sit.
It was that urgent. It was like, it's literally, it's, wow.
So, I mean.
So it wasn't like she was walking around the house.
Which vessel? Yeah.
Which she goes, is
it? Tupperware.
Cutlery drawer. Yeah. No. So Bree, I mean, and you don't have to answer this question, but when the baby came out, did it land in the bowl?
No, my friend caught her.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful friendship.
Yeah, that is a strong friendship. Yeah, and also, Jesus. That's what we were talking about, you know, the baby.
The toilet.
Rita from New South Wales. Hi, Rita.
Hi.
Hey, where'd you give birth that wasn't hospital?
So I have 5 children. 3 out of 5 wasn't born in the hospital. Well, one was, but he was born in the hallway.
In the hallway.
In the hallway, I was in a wheelchair. My partner was pushing me and he fell out.
Oh, yeah. fell out
like a phone out of your pocket. Yeah. Oh, better pick that up. Yeah. But is there another one or was there
two more?
Two more. What are the other two?
My last one was in the ambulance. So we got about 5 minutes in the ambulance and then he just come out as well.
Okay, yeah. And the other one?
Well, this is my second child. He was born at home on the lounge. I went down to tell my grandmother that I was in labor, and she's like, just go back to bed.
It's good advice.
Because he was born on April Fool's. She's like, oh, it's probably just April Fool's Day.
What, that your body's playing on you? It's not actually a baby. It's a fake one. Gotcha, body. Emma from Bridgewater. Hi, Em.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Wrap things up for us. Where'd you give birth that wasn't a hospital?
In the back of a courtroom. So in the Supreme Court, I was on jury duty at the time.
What?
Yeah, so it was a pretty serious case as well. But then my waters just broke, made a big, great big splash. And before we knew it, like, the baby was here in under 5 minutes. So
wow.
Wow.
How amazing. So then you got all the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a lot of people there that knew paramedics, you know, first aid and stuff, so it was all good.
Yeah.
Did you have to finish jury duty?
No.
Guilty, not guilty, Emma?
Yeah, well, the guy actually got hung jury. But I hear that, like, when they went back to court with the new jury, that he got not guilty. So thanks to me.
Thanks to me.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Sorry to take off air conversations on Air Australia, but I did think, I think Audio Bynes might have made something for this.
I'll
I
have
did,
a look. I'm not sure. You push on.
I don't know if it happened.
You push on. Out. I'll try something.
You might remember this, Abs. We were speaking on it about it last week on the show. The the city of Kyle trying to get a whole bunch of Kyles.
Yep.
After they were unsuccessful a bunch of times, they went, "We're going to do it again. Have another crack at it."
Poor old Kyle.
The record is 2,325 people of the same name in the same location. Unfortunately, the city of Kyle in Texas missed out by 835 Kyles.
So close.
Jeez,
boy. So close.
That's a, I feel like that's a lot of Kyles. Yeah. How many Kyles are, how big is the city of Kyle, do we know?
No, I don't know.
Because I just feel like it must be, because I hadn't heard of it, maybe it's a smaller city.
So, I'm going to guess it's a smaller
city. Means 860 would be a significant amount.
835.
800, sorry. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so the population is 51,789 people.
That's pretty big. That's still, I mean, that's decent.
They could have found the Kyles, I reckon. They could have found harder.
Kyle.
And this, this is like the fifth time this city's have tried to do this and failed.
Yeah, it's like, give it up, guys.
How about the people of Kyle who are having babies? Name your children Kyle. If you really want this record that bad,
well, that's the thing.
Easy way to do it.
Do something about it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Be the change you want to see in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Put that on a T-shirt. Have we got something for this?
Yeah, we do. I was waiting for you to say the magic words.
No, I didn't know if you had it.
Yeah, well, just we might have it.
Okay. So I want to ask on 131060, when did you come in second place?
When did you come in second place? When did you just lose to first place? You came second. Are you the loser? 'Cause you came in second place.
Well, round of applause for Kai.
Audio Bynes. Phenomenal.
And speaking of second place, please welcome to the show another round of applause, Abby Chatfield.
Abby Chatfield.
Australia, second place.
Second place.
Yeah. You came in second.
No, I heard it the first time. Yeah, when you were both pointing at me with both of your arms.
Abby Chatfield.
Yeah, no, we got it. Thanks for reminding me that I wasn't quite good enough to be loved. Thanks.
Hey, he came in second.
You got him in the end.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, sorry.
I came second.
Not at all, mate. You watched the show? I mean, he went to a trauma dump tour.
Who did he pick? Who was the winner of that season?
Chelsea.
Never heard of her.
Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. I obviously won in the end.
Yeah. I mean, but she's... Like, yeah.
Hey, mate, we're not sitting here with Chelsea, are we?
Let me tell you.
Poor thing.
Oh, good on you, Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I came second, but I won. Mm. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That's right. Who came second in that?
Denya.
Oh, Grant Denyer. Hey, Grant Denyer.
You came second.
You. It's so catchy. Yeah. Anything else, Abs, in your life? Have you ever come second before?
Anything I usually always come first.
Then you just leave?
I just leave.
Orders an Uber.
No, I feel like all the time I'm like, I feel like I'm like an A-minus person. Where I'm not quite good enough.
You're not quite A plus.
Yeah, I'm not quite A or A plus. I'm just almost, I'm like 80% good enough for people to date me. You know, my grades are always like straight A's, but a lot of A minuses, you know. Yeah, I'm just not quite good enough. ACRA's not even nominated.
Podcast
awards.
You can't come second when you're not second. You're not even nominated. You're not in the race.
Podcast awards haven't been even invited.
Yeah, so they're not second, mate. That's probably a bad example. But Abs, don't worry. I know you missed out on Matt Agnew's heart. But Nath also came second.
I did
and
came
it's
second.
Been hurting him. And I hate to mention the name, Nath, but
if you say Aaron Markey, Aaron Markey!
It's okay. Calm down. Who's Aaron Markey? We'll work through it together.
He got the school captaincy at my primary school. And I was vice captain and I was a shoo-in.
Oh!
And you know why? And you know why? And I've said this.
And let me tell you the bit he did. So we all do the speeches, right? I get up, I promise Coke and the Bubblers, all the classics. I've got this in the bag. I walk off, give a little bow, a little wink at everybody going, you got me, like kindergartners, vote number one here.
You're the most popular at school.
I'm most popular at school, you know? And then there's Aaron Markey.
Obviously not, though.
Well, let me tell you the moment that Aaron Markey beat me.
You're such a Chelsea. Oh.
Don't you put me in the same basket as Chelsea.
No, Aaron Markey,
she won.
Sorry,
I'm an Abby. Yeah. So what happened was he gets up there, Abs, right, with his speech. And I was a much better speech giver, but this is where he won it. He got up there and he goes, look, I've only got a few words to say, not too much. And then what he had done was he'd made this super long scroll and he dropped it and it went all the way down the aisle, indicating that he had a very long speech. That secured him the school captaincy.
Wait, did he say anything else?
No, walked off and won the school captaincy.
I think you dacked him later, didn't you?
That was after he'd already got it, and that was for payback.
Bloody Aaron.
Double dacked him.
Where's he now?
That's a good question. I think he is a forensic scientist.
Right, so not doing badly.
Yes, making a bigger difference than I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all right. Entertainment.
To celebrate Australia, the 2 seconds we have here, Nathan, Abby, what I thought we could do, 13 10 60, give us a call at any stage in your life. When did you come second?
Yeah.
Make Nath feel better about Aaron Markey. Make Abby feel better about Dr. Matt Ackney. Yeah. 13 10 60.
Just a couple of second places right here, guys. Yeah. 13 10 60. Jump on the phones right now. Doesn't matter what it was. When did you come second, guys?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
When did you come in second place? When did you just lose to first place? You came second. You came second. Are you the loser? 'Cause you came in second place.
Beautiful.
There's Nathan, another round of applause for the Shannon Knoll of the show, Abby Chatfield.
Yeah. What about me, she says. What about me? Oh.
It isn't fair. Mm. Chelsea got my man.
Oh. It was 4 years ago. Grow up.
Someone hasn't gotten over it.
No.
In full honesty, you didn't want Matt. You just really wanted to win.
No, I wanted Matt.
You wanted Matt. Do you still want him?
No.
Well, wouldn't that be a twist? There's something that'd be picked up for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You still want Matt Agnew?
Just say I do. Yeah. I do still want Matt Agnew.
Stop again. Ready? Just go, hey.
Ready to go. Abby,
you're so mad you came in second, but you really wanted Matt, didn't you?
I did.
Still in love with him?
Still in love with him. Really want to be with him so much.
Ooh, see you on the paper tomorrow. Something about the city of Kyle? You want to?
Story boring again. Who cares?
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, guys. Hey, Abby.
Hey, how you going?
That's nice. I like that,
Gazza. Yeah, not too bad.
Gary, when did you come in second?
My grand final in soccer.
Oh. When was that, Gary?
About 6 years ago, we lost into a penalty shootout.
Oh, still hurts, Gary?
Still hurts because we won the whole season and we were sure in to win the grand final too.
Oh, top of the ladder.
Did something happen? Like, did someone mess up or...?
Yeah, one of our... back line took the kick instead of the striker.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
That's tough.
When the striker,
and then the year after they won the grand final after we left.
Yeah.
Oh, so you left and then your team were...
That's even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Abby, can I just ask you, what should they have done to get over the line there for the victory in your personal sporting professional opinion?
Yeah, should have changed out the striker and hit the ball in the goal.
Gary, thoughts on that?
Oh, the striker should have stepped up instead of the back line, yeah.
Pretty much what Abby said.
That's what I said. Verbatim. Sorry, new coach at Socceroos.
Emily from Victoria, when did you come in second place, Em?
So I was representing my school in a golf tournament, and I was about 11 years old, and this 7-year-old rocks up on a golf caddy, and, yeah, she completely beats me.
A 7-year-old?
7 seconds, yeah.
To a 7-year-old.
Did she have like rhinestone pink sunglasses on and like imagining like
Sharpay
Evans? Pink
caboodle.
We're in trouble. Oh dear, someone was naughty.
But don't worry, Jimmy and Nath are back in a matter of seconds. Let's hope everyone's a bit more behaved.
Love it when we get two of those in one show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, if you missed that, we had another little naughty word.
Two F-bombs. One by the Chatfield and one by the Emily from Victoria. Mm. Who's telling a great story about she. And we don't get a lot of golf chat on this show,
no. And that's the thing.
And Emily lost a golf game to a seven-year-old.
Yeah, and she was effing upset about it. So
I would be too if a seven-year-old beat me.
Yeah, literally. Two F-bombs, one show, guys. Jesus, this is loose today. This is Emily from Campbelltown. Hello, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys going tonight?
Oh, you know, mate, we've just had two F-bombs on the show. We're
please,
holding.
Please don't swear.
We're holding
no,
on.
No, I know. It's all good. I've done it once in the morning show and, yeah.
Okay, it's a high risk. High risk.
Yeah, okay. Got it
before. Hey, Emily.
How about Liana?
Emily,
no, I've always... I used to come first in academics all through school.
Yeah.
And then one of the boys used to get really upset towards the end of school.
Cool.
And, well, I threw the tests to keep him happy. And then since then, it's just how I stayed.
What?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't like coming first. Like, even my kids, I taught them how to play Uno and Monopoly, and, well, if they're beating me, I still rig it so they win. Or if I'm winning, I'll rig it so they win.
So, but why did you let this random boy win at school?
I don't know. I guess I'm a sensitive freak.
Did you have a crush on him or something yet?
No, I made him cry.
Okay, this is like therapy central.
Emily.
Yep. Like, Emily, what do you mean?
We need you to be a winner.
Even the other night when the phone battery game, I was hoping Michael was on the phone, not me.
Oh, did you call up for the phone battery game, Em?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guys, Michael.
Oh, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You did put a lovely post up today, Emily, though. I did see that.
Happy.
Yeah, nice. No, Michael, she put a post up of Michael.
Oh, commented on it. That's beautiful.
It was from the Jimmy Nath account.
Hey, well, Emily, I need to tell you something. You've won tonight because you're the best caller of the group. So well done.
Oh, I don't know. I think she was second.
Can I be second?
I'm trying to make you be a winner, Em.
I appreciate it. Thank you. But somebody else can be a winner. What about Gary? Let him win for once.
Yeah, good on Gary.
Hey, Gary. Gary.
Yeah,
you won, bro. What up?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Saturday and Sunday, Abs, the final leg, the final installment of the Trauma Dump Tour.
Two more shows to go, baby. Sydney, I was going to say hometown, but it's kind of hometown. It's where I live, so I'm joyous because no flights.
Oh, there you go. You could, yeah, actually, that deserves a round of applause.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Thank
How you do you, are you Ubering in or somebody drive you in? You don't know yet.
I actually have no idea. I presume someone's coming to get me.
Imagine that. Everyone's waiting. Abby's still
I'm
at home.
Going, okay.
Like, get in here, guys.
I'm on the train.
If you haven't already, guys, go and get your tickets. I think Saturday is sold out. Sunday, there's still tickets available. So make sure you go and get your tickets. FrontierTouring.com to the Trauma Dump Tour. We've been doing this all week. It's off the back of Abby not answering the FaceTime when we tried to call her live on stage at Brisbane. So what we thought we would do is play another round of FaceTime Frenzy.
Hello there.
Oh, hello.
Jimmy, Nathan, Abby's FaceTime Frenzy.
All right, so how this works, we've got Sydney tickets to give away. Two contestants on the line who want to score themselves tickets to the Trauma Dump Tour. They've both provided us with a number of someone who we're going to FaceTime live on the show. Jimmy's going to FaceTime for somebody. Abby's going to FaceTime for somebody. It's somebody that they're confident will hopefully answer. Whoever answers first, that person then wins the tickets. Jamie from Newcastle, contestant one. Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Jamie. I'm going to hand you over to Jimmy. Jimmy will be playing for Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm going to hand you back to Nath. He's going to hand you back to me, and they're going to ask who will be FaceTiming.
Okay.
Hello, Jamie. It's Nath here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you over to Jimmy, and Jimmy's going to ask who you'll be FaceTiming, okay?
Yep.
Okay, Jamie, over to you.
Hey, Jamie. Jimmy. Sorry, Nath. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just fine. Hand it back to me because you can.
Sorry, Jamie. Back to Nath.
Hey, Jamie. Nath here. Got you there?
Yep.
Yeah, just before I hand you over to Jimmy, so he's going to ask you who he's going to be FaceTiming on your behalf, okay?
I'll probably also ask.
So don't jump in, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, you can ask it the questions.
I'm probably also going to ask Jamie, does she think they'll answer?
Okay, sorry. Hey, Jamie, you just got Nath here. He's also going to ask you if you think they're going to answer, okay?
Yep.
All right, I'm just going to hand you back over to Jim.
Hey, Jamie, how are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, good. And who am I FaceTiming?
So I've given my sister Ashley's number.
Okay. And do we think they will answer?
I'm hoping so, but sometimes I call her a million times and she doesn't answer, so I've got everything crossed.
Yeah, no, I probably would have picked someone else.
literally anyone else.
Contestant number two, Sophie from Newcastle. Hello, Soph.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good. You're not going to believe who's playing for you. It's the one, the only Abby Chatfield. I'm going to hand you over to her now. Sophie, this is Abby.
Hi, Soph. I'm not going to do the whole bit they do, go back and forth. I'm not going to waste anyone's time. It's exhausting, and they've already drained all the funny out of it. So it was funny when they did it. I'm not going to commit to it. But who am I calling?
You're calling my friend Meg.
Okay, now does Meg answer the phone usually?
Well, look, she should, but I know she's studying for an assignment that's due tomorrow. She may not answer, and I've just realised my problem in that. Yes.
Sorry, Sophie from Newcastle, you're not the Sophie that I know, are you?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, hey, mate. Do you remember those...
what's happening here?
Do you remember those girls that I made you and I FaceTimed you drunk?
Yes. This is the same one.
Sophie and Meg.
Oh, my God, I know who they are.
What the hell? Wait. And which one was the...
Sophie was one I was
trying to impress.
On. Yeah, trying to impress.
Wow, Sophie, and you've called the show.
Sophie,
isn't it funny that you got me, not Jimmy? Isn't that
the best, honestly?
Sophie, sorry, just quickly, were you trying to get on for the F-boy compensation fund?
Oh, absolutely.
I did tell Soph I was free on this weekend, and what happened, Soph?
You're not free.
Yeah.
Why? What did you do?
I forgot we're going to Melbourne. So.
How did you forget?
I just didn't look at the calendar. Anyway, this is really throwing me.
Sorry.
Any questions for Soph from the...
No, let's just hope he wins. We can get him.
Hey, Soph,
some sort of payback.
Soph, I'm going to hand you over to Nath to take control of this. All right, Soph, Jamie, you guys ready to play? They're going to call Jim's going to be calling your sister Ashley. Sophie, Abs is going to be calling your friend Meg. Jamie, are you ready for this?
I am.
Soph, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, Abs, Jim, when you're ready, take it away.
Here we go.
Waiting for the first time.
Okay, Meg.
Can hear the first time.
Hear the first time.
You can hear it. At least it's still going.
No one's answered yet.
If no one answers, you both lose.
Maybe I should both win.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh!
Meg!
Oh, Meg's done it!
Meg!
Oh, Meg has done it!
Wait, is Meg there?
Is it
I'm
Meg?
I'm driving.
She's driving. Sorry, Meg.
Yeah, but
sorry, Meg.
You just won tickets.
Yeah, oh no. So it's all black. Meg, you've got tickets to see me, Abby Chatfield, with your friend Sophie.
Oh,
you also
my
know.
God.
Yeah, yeah. No, because she can't see me because she's doing the responsible thing, hands free. So she the phone is just all black. Yeah.
I'm
so
driving.
Yeah, you're coming. Oh you're coming God. To see me, and Jimmy won't be there. Don't worry.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know.
Sorry. Also, Jimmy. Remember. Hey, Meg. Hey, Meg, how are you? Remember what if you missed it, I did FaceTime Abby one night drunk to impress Sophie and Meg, and now they're here on the show. Small world. Yeah. And I did ask, remember, Abby, I asked you for tickets, and you're like, mate, I can't just give out tickets. They asked for tickets.
Great, great. Yeah, cool. All right, well, turns out I can.
well done, guys. Congratulations. Hey, Sophie, you still there? Have I got you there?
Yeah, you still got me.
So, did you want to give me like a woo or something exciting? I haven't heard anything from you yet.
Oh, I did. I did woo, but I can give you another one.
Yeah, give us another woo if that's okay.
Yeah, woo!
Yep.
So pumped.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We're about to chat about our podcast, Born Funny, and she has her podcast. It's a lot. So I think it's on purpose.
Oh, 100% it's on purpose.
She's made
She actually just walked out and said... That was supposed to be the beat, but I did some dramatic music. She actually just walked out and went... Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about the podcast.
If producer Grace, who we fired, was still here, she would have loved that. That would have been right up her alley. She loves that Nath pushing the wrong button.
Which happens very rarely.
Mm. Oh, come off it,
because I'm bloody good, aren't I, Nath? Yep, you are.
I can hear Grace now.
Nathan!
Oh, poor old Grace. Wonder what she's doing
gonna
now.
You going to fire the podcast thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Born Funny with Jimmy and Nath. Fresh, funny and free.
Brand new podcast, guys. Just search Jimmy and Nath wherever you get your podcast from.
Who's episode 4?
Episode 4 is Jen Fricker.
Is that Jen? Is Jen this week?
Jen Fricker.
We love Jen.
Comes out Sunday, 6 p.m. Episode 1, Luke McGregor. Episode 2, Matt O'Kine. Episode 3, this week, Big Dave Husey Hughes and Jen Fricker, which is another very good chat, comes out Sunday. Born Funny is, Jim, it's you and I catching up with Australia's funniest people and figuring out whether or not they were born funny or if they picked it up along the way.
Yeah, look, and you probably would have heard then, the episode 3 is Dave Hughes out now. I'd say... Arguably one of Australia's biggest comedians.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's had a very long career.
Rolling in cash, as
some,
he tells
some
us.
Some say too long. Mm. Not us, but there are the trolls on the internet.
Mm.
But and look, I think Jen would be happy with me saying Jen's not on the same level as Husey.
I can hear Jen go, oh, No, you're right.
But look, I consider Jenna Friend. She's very close to the show.
Yeah.
And I really love this chat that's coming on Sunday because it's very earnest, very open. And because she's a friend of ours, I feel like we get a little deeper.
To be fair, Jen was the only one that came on the show and we didn't have to go through management or producers.
Yeah, Nat just DM'd her.
I don't know if she has management or producers. But I just mentioned, go, oi, come in. Yeah. And she goes, okay.
Look, the Husey one is good as well. That is the one that's up at the moment. And I would recommend giving it a spin.
Yeah, well, if you do listen to the Jimmy Nath Normal radio show podcast, we spoke to a friend of ours, Chris Charwood, who listens to the podcast, loves it. And he gave it an 8.5 out of 10, guys. 8.5 out of 10.
I'm here going, Dave Hughes, all right, Jen, but Jen's a friend. And then we're like, just a friend of ours who's no in
yeah,
any way.
Yeah, there's no fame. Weirdly just, had to get through his management, though,
yeah,
which is weird.
Chris Charwood shout out. First and last names.
Yeah, but Chris Charwood.
Oh, there's people.
Mate, he gave it an 8.5 out of 10. Yeah, so.
And if you're not going to listen to this after you found out, Australia, I'm talking to you, by the way.
Yeah.
If Chris Charwood's giving us an 8.5 and you're not listening.
Yeah.
What more can we do?
Exactly. So anyway, let's get out of here. Oh, Jesus, Chris. Sorry, guys. How do I get out of here?
I think it's that one.
Oh, that one, yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Guys, the new dating series. I shouldn't need to tell you about it. F-Boy Island Australia streaming May 29 on Binge tomorrow, Abs. The big premiere, Dals.
Oh, I can't wait, Dal. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be life-changing for everyone that watches it.
We can't be there, unfortunately, because we're in Melbourne.
Yes. Sad. Mm. Yeah. So it's not the premiere. It's the premiere, but not everyone can watch
it. It's the launch party.
I actually think I said the premiere, as in like Chris Minns or something. Will be there.
Tomorrow, he's one of the F-Boys or Nice Guys. You can't tell.
You'll have to watch the whole season.
Go to the polls,
Dan Andrews, Chris Minns. What are they doing? Who knows?
Yeah, it launches next Monday, but we've got the launch party tomorrow. So, it's a great show. You know, we find out the worst things that men can do, and they do it mic'd up and with a camera on them.
Absolutely.
So it's a thrill for us.
And speaking of the worst things men can do, there's a little thing we've launched this week, thanks to F-Boy Island. It is called the F-Boy Compensation Fund.
That's f***ed up.
That's f***ed up.
That's f***ed up.
Welcome to the F-Boy Compensation Fund.
Yeah, guys, you can register online, hit.com.au. How this works is you just tell us how you've been effed over by an F-boy. You tell us the story, and then the keeper of the piggy bank one, Miss Abby Chatfield, she decides whether or not you can compensate these people for what they've gone through.
I have some sort of repayment for what we go through with these awful men. You know, it's things like if you've gotten a dress for a little date and they didn't show up. Awful. Mean. What else do men do that's bad, Jimmy?
We did this
open up your Excel spreadsheet.
We did this last night, and a girl that I'm messaging was listening to the show. I didn't know that. And she's like, oh, good to know you're an F-boy.
No, I wouldn't say if he actually was. That's the gag.
It's a bit gone.
I don't know.
But also, she doesn't get your sense of humour. No. So no from her. Me. Sorry.
I don't know, Jim. I'm on hit.com.au. I've seen her entered.
I don't get standing people up on a date. Like, if you go in the effort of organising it, just go on the date.
You know, my ex would, I'm not going to say regularly, but more than once, simply didn't come to my birthday that we had planned for just us two.
Well, just you two. So on your birthday, you're sitting there doing a solo happy birthday.
Sitting in my mum and cry, sat in my bed.
What was the excuse?
Nothing. Just didn't come.
Abby, stop picking broken ones, mate.
No, he's blocked now.
Oh, now he is after two birthdays.
No.
More than two, mate.
Or more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sarah anyway. From Bendigo. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show. We got you there.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Sarah, tell us how you've been effed over by an F-boy. What happened?
My F-boy would have been my ex. He encouraged me to leave Darwin and move all the way to Adelaide solely out of my pocket. Whoa. And we lived together there for a month in a rental property, and he was dating his waitress on the side.
Oh.
Sorry, his waitress? Like he had like a
personal waitress. Must be nice.
Yeah, Jesus. What do you mean his waitress?
So he was a chef.
Oh.
How did you find out, Sarah?
Well, when he comes home with a bit of lipstick on the collar and then just pretends that it's because they're all just mucking around and there was piggybacks involved, you've got to ask
me and Jimmy. Jimmy rolling around. And if one of us is in a relationationship, mate, we're screwed. We're going to be like Sarah's ex. That was my waitress, babe.
It's just me and Abby. It's for the show.
It's
for the
gag.
Oh, so that's a big cover it with content. Yeah, it's fine. Cover it with content.
Fun. Wait, so Sarah, so there was literally, do you mean there's literally lipstick on the collar? It's very cliche.
Literally, just on the back, like on the back of the neck, yes, and a nice white shirt that I probably paid for.
Whoa, at least cheat in a creative way, like have some creative evidence. Like that's also my biggest issue is like it's not good content, like oh, lipstick on the shirt, like come on, get a better
cheat
story.
Better.
Come
cheat
on, cheat better.
Better.
And Sarah doesn't deserve to be cheated on at all, let alone after driving all the way from bloody, what, Darwin to Adelaide. So Sarah, how does $100 sound as a little sorry?
Oh, look, that's More than acceptable.
Right, thank you, Sarah.
Give you 50 then?
I mean, it's so much better than what he gave me. So.
Oh my God, Sarah, I'm sorry. It's bloody awful. You didn't deserve that. And also, again, he's not creative enough for you.
Also, Sarah, you missed it because Jimmy and I spoke over each other, but Jimmy said, "All right, 50 then."
Oh. Yeah, because Sarah did say, you said 100, is that right? She went, that's so much more than enough. Yeah. And I went, 50, and everyone was,
yeah, but anyway, yeah. I want to get in on it
just
too.
Like it's like a real thing women go through, though, and you're kind of making a joke.
So you just love giving it to me, don't you? Any chance you get.
So. Vice versa.
25 then, Sarah? What do you reckon?
Sarah, take the 100.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Right around the country, Wednesday night, Jimmy, Nate, Abby on the airwaves, on your radios. Oh, no, Nate, you got to turn the buttons on. Sorry, guys. Oh, there we go. It works. Quentin time!
Almost burped
then. Oh, just a final show burp. Maybe we should do that instead of the siren. Just an Abby burp. Oh, there it is.
Oh, let's not. Let's leave that, actually.
All right, now we know.
Now we know. We've got to try things out, you know?
Yeah, hey, we didn't say that.
Don't knock it till you try it.
You're so right, and we just gave that a go. Didn't quite feel right.
No.
Didn't feel good at all.
Should I try fluff?
No, let's just move on and get the show rating.
That's fair enough.
Get some praise.
Thought
I... That'd be your favourite thing now.
Tell us how good we are, we'll
leave.
Words of affirmation.
Yeah.
The way we finish the show each and every day with the show rating, doesn't matter how much of the show you've heard. Sam from Geelong, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm on the stepper while I'm talking to you guys, so I'm like a bit out of breath at the same time.
Honestly, you don't sound out of breath, Sam. You sound quite fit.
Oh, well, look, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Sorry. How long have you been on the stepper for, Sam?
21 minutes.
Good on you, Sam.
Whoa. Wow. I only max 6 minutes.
Yeah.
6 minutes.
That's
an odd number. I'm going to stop that.
I'm about to give up.
Don't give up, Sam. You keep going, mate. If you,
I mean, you've don't already, give up till you reach an hour.
Yep. I mean, you've already more than tripled Abby's record on the stepper.
Yeah, you're fine,
so.
Sam. Give up now if you want to.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'll give up.
Sam.
Thanks, Abby.
What do you want to give us out of 10, Sam?
Oh, you know, this is for Abby. 10 out of 10. She holds you guys together. You boys do all right, but
I'm
my girl.
I mean,
Sam,
it's not usually...
thank you so much. I agree. I think we should end the show there.
No, I'm happy to do individual ratings. So Abs is a 10. We'll go to Nath next, Sam.
What do you want to give me, Sam?
Oh, well, Nate, you love Abby up there, obviously, you know.
Sure.
Russian.
Yep.
So let's go like 8.
I'll take an 8. Okay. That's fine.
That leaves Jimmy, Sam. What would you like to rate me?
Oh, Jimmy, I think my phone's about to cut out.
Oh.
It's fair enough,
I'm joking. I'm joking.
No,
we'll go an 8 as well. We'll give your boys play fair.
We play fair.
Yeah. Yeah, but I play fair.
Adios, Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.